This is Radio Signals. All the news you can choose to use or lose. Local authorities are on the hunt for those responsible for spreading hoax information to local Smurfs over the last few days, causing great confusion and emotional distress. There does not yet appear to be a motive for the hoaxers' behavior, and officials are concerned about potential copycat incidents. Senior management have categorically denied that these signs are part of their project work and have asked anyone with any information regarding these incidents to come forward or, at least, you know, set up a fan page or something. Remember, if it's not legit enough for the gloves to fit, you must assume it's counterfeit. In other news, a senior member of the administration has confirmed to this station that there will be another sign posted later today. Speaking on condition of anonymity, the official also apologized for any delay in posting the latest clue, but that unforeseen circumstances prevented its original deployment on Monday. There was no comment on whether or not this was related to Mr. T's 64th birthday extravaganza the night before. Finally, spring must be in the air for the Smurfs after their first outing outside of St. Augustine this weekend. Smurfologists have claimed that their population has increased to nearly 100 and that they have begun to exhibit signs of professional organization. Experts have gleaned this insight from evidence of a wiki page found late on Monday. Another wonderful day of weather is in store for the First Coast Tuesday. Mostly sunny with a high of 86 degrees and a low of 67. Winds out of the east-southeast at 11 miles per hour. Chance of rain 20% and humidity of 55%. This is Radio Signals. All the news you can choose to use or confuse.